It's time for the Two Guys Weigh-In podcast. Once again, Paul Ramel, Mitchell Silty here. And what episode is this, Mitchell?
I think we're on episode 21 now, Paul.
That's right. And we snapped. We broke our streak.
Yep. Just collection of things didn't really work out last week. And so I just had to postpone until this week.
I really wanted to go straight through without missing a week of podcast, but we didn't get it done last week, did we?
Well, now, yeah. Now we got something to work for. Now we can, because what is our record? 20. So now
20.
We got something to work for over the summer. Get to 21 now.
21, that's right. So, yeah, I was at state baseball, state golf. We just couldn't get hooked up to record Two Guys Weigh-In podcast. So here we are.
Yep, so it's good to be back. It's been a while since I've been over here.
Yeah.
So.
What you been doing this summer then?
Well, I've mostly just been working at the golf course in Appleton, so I've been pretty busy up there, so been working.
Been getting some golf in then?
Oh yeah, always got to get the golf.
Are you in league up there?
Yes, I am in league up there. Me and my pastor in town, his name is Troy Bates, we golf league together, so
oh.
It's been going all right for us so far.
All right. Tell us a little bit about it. How you golf?
Right? A couple good rounds here, a couple bad rounds there, you know, up and down how golf is. But, yeah, it's been going pretty good so far in terms of play. So.
Okay. You haven't been rained out or anything like that, have you?
No, we've always been able to find at least one day where we've been able to go out. But we've had a lot of struggles trying to get the weather to cooperate
with us. It's crazy the way. The wet weather that we've had here in the last month or so.
Yeah, it's been raining at least a couple times every week. So
right. Well, I'm just going to start out by saying I was gone all week, and I was at state golf and state baseball, and it was a lot of fun. So
yeah, I heard a couple games on the radio with following Lacaparle Valley at state baseball. So.
Yeah, and you helped me broadcast this past winter broadcast. I bet you'd want to be with me at state baseball, huh?
Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to it, but just kind of didn't time it up right, so it was a little tough.
Well, me and you, we almost, it was so hot in the sun, we had to broadcast from the top of the third base dugout in Sauk Rapids in the consolation game. And it got really hot. Look at my sunburn. I got sunburned, something terrible on my legs.
And yeah.
Reprimanded by my wife for not using sunscreen, and
yeah, I've gone a couple times without sunscreen. That isn't fun.
No. Well, let's touch on state golf. And you know all about state golf at Pebble Creek, don't you, Mitchell?
Yeah, I've played a couple rounds there, so yeah. It's been a lot of. It's a tough golf course, but it's a lot of fun.
When you were on the Lacaparle Boys State Golf Team, what year was that?
Oh,
roughly,
man, I think it was 2018.
2018. Okay. Yep. And. Yeah, so you know all about that. It's a wonderful place to host the state golf tournament. Minnesota High School League does a great job. Dwight Lundeen, that name sounds familiar. He's a longtime Becker High School football coach in Becker. So it's, great job. And, of course, Dawson Boy Girls, they are co-champions with Fillmore Central that tied. I don't like a tie. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think you got to do some sort of playoff for that.
But. The reason it was tied because they shortened it up a couple holes because of the weather and lightning and stuff like that. So
yeah, I just believe there was a couple thunderstorms in the air and they had to shut that down for golf.
I was there. And congratulations to Lindsay Lund, Alyssa Swazinski for the girls. They medaled. Lindsay was the state champion, Class A state champion. And we had her on our podcast a couple weeks ago, didn't we?
Yep, I think it was 2 weeks ago she was on the podcast. So
yep. So great job there by the Dawson Boy girls team. The boys placed seventh. Always fun to go to a state tournament, right?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun when I got to go for golf with Lacaparle. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
See all the family following you?
Yeah, and teeing off on the first hole to start when you got the group of people behind you. It's kind of a neat experience.
And you get introduced.
Yeah, and you get introduced, which is something that only happens when you make it to state, I'm pretty sure.
That's right.
But I'll give a quick shout-out to my cousin Laura from Detroit Lakes.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit Lakes, and I believe that they're 2A now. They won state golf for the girls' team. So
well, they did. Yep. I didn't even pay attention to that.
Yep, they were able to... I think it was Lake City came in second and made a push at the end last day there. But yeah, congratulations to my cousin Laura and the Detroit Lakes Lakers girls golf team for winning state.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yep, and it was her senior year, so good way to end it. So
okay, you and Laura ever golf together then?
A couple times we have, yeah. Okay.
Who beats who then?
It's her. She's she's better than I am, so.
All right, good. All right, so that was state golf, and then that was on Tuesday and Wednesday at Pebble Creek, and I just stayed up there in St. Cloud area. I stayed with my son and daughter-in-law. My grandson actually was on a trip, so he was gone all week. I didn't get to see him, but yeah, so I did state baseball on Thursday and Friday, La Caprile Valley, in the state baseball tournament. Unfortunately, they lost the first game to Cherry High School. They were seeded number one, and the Eagles... Yeah, they lost by a score of 6-3 to Cherry, and that dropped them down in the consolation bracket. Those games are played at Bob Cross Field in Sauk Rapids, and they lost 14-8 to New York Mills. TJ Mitchell in that game hit two monster home runs, but it wasn't enough.
Well, even though it wasn't enough, getting matched up with the number one seed obviously is going to be a little bit tougher, but they only lost by 3 runs to Cherry, which was 6-3. That's still a good baseball game, good effort by them. So
yeah, I wasn't really impressed with Cherry. They're ranked number one all season, I think, and number one they got the Asuma boys, and you know, you take one bad inning out of each game that La Caprile baseball did, they're right in it. I mean, they could probably beat them, but anyway. In the state championship on Friday, of course, the Target Field, the games all got postponed Monday because of rain, so they moved them to Friday to Target Field. Springfield will take on Parker's Prairie at 10 o'clock Friday morning for the Class A state championship game.
Well, that's pretty good. Do you know who knocked Cherry out then?
Yeah, that was Cherry got beat in the semifinals. Let's see. Springfield beat them 4-2.
Okay.
Springfield's got a really good team, so.
And what was Springfield ranked
in the they're seeded the number 4.
Okay.
Parker's Prairie is number 2. They beat Sacred Heart in the semifinals 7-1. Consolation champion was New York Mills. They downed Lyle Pacelli 7-3, and the third place winner was Sacred Heart. They beat Cherry 5-3. So Cherry went 2-1 on the one and two on the tournament there. So anyway, it was a great experience for La Caprile Valley boys baseball team and Coach Darby Burgon. We had Darby on the coach's show. You know, just a memorable experience there.
So. Yep, and I'm sure that being able to get the 2 wins versus Dawson on the final day of sections to make it to state, and I'm sure just being at state was an I'm probably sure they wanted to win a couple games at state, but I'm sure just being able to beat Dawson to go to state and then being in the state tournament was a good experience and a lot of fun for them.
And I've said this, you know, I think La Caprile Valley had the most fans of any team there. And I want to give a shout-out to the Montevideo Thunderhawk baseball team. They're in Double-A, and unfortunately they lost both their games. Kind of the similar way La Caprile did, but Tim Epema, my son Brandon over there on the coaching staff, they have a great team, and great for the Thunderhawks to make the state baseball too. All right, let's talk Twins.
Yep, the Twins have been kind of like a roller coaster team this year. They have their ups, and then they go down, and then they go back up. So right now they're doing pretty well. They walked it off versus the Rays last night.
Yeah, over hour rain delay or something.
Yep, they had that to deal with, and I believe it was 7-6 was the final score of the game. I think it was Carlos Santana hit the walk-off single. So now the Twins are only 4.5 games behind the Guardians now in the AL Central, which is pretty good considering I think it was a couple weeks ago they were almost in first place if things would have worked out, and then they suffered a losing streak. But
well, they had a 12-game winning streak or something like that?
Something like that. It was a big winning streak.
Then they just went the other way, had a long losing streak.
Yep, and now they're having another winning streak. So hopefully they can keep it together and Finally got everyone healthy the way it seems.
Good. And they're getting to pitching now, I think.
Yep.
Just according to what people are saying.
Got to get. We had Pablo Lopez is our ace right now.
Yep.
So
yep.
He was on the mound yesterday, and it was a little rough. I think he went 4 innings, gave up 6 runs. So
I understand
there, but
I understood this past weekend over Father's Day weekend, the weekend series, they had the most well-attended Twins games in a long time for a weekend series. So
was that, I believe, when they played the Athletics at home?
Yep.
Yeah, so had to perform well in that series when you're going against the Athletics. So.
Is this the Oakland's last year in California? Aren't they moving to Las Vegas?
I believe so. Yep. I think they're moving to Las Vegas.
Yeah, they are.
At the end
I know
of the
they
season.
Are, but I don't know when.
So it'll be, it's kind of a rough way for them to go out. But
yep.
Just how it is sometimes when Twins play the Rays. They're in a series with the Rays now, and then they got the Athletics again. So hopefully they can win another game or sweep the series versus the Rays, and then they can get more wins versus the Athletics again. So. Okay.
All right. Anything more on Major League Baseball about NFL or NBA?
Well, we'll touch one thing on – this isn't necessarily Minnesota news, but big news in the baseball world. Willie Mays passed away at the age of 93. Legendary outfielder for the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah. One of the most iconic center field catches ever. They've been showing that video a lot last night on TV, and pretty cool.
It was over the shoulder, right?
Yeah,
right
over the shoulder. But you know what Willie Mays always said? It wasn't the catch that he was impressed with. It was a throw that he made. He got the guy out.
Trying to get
back to first or something like that. So pretty cool.
And if you were watching the Men's College World Series, I believe if it was Clemson, they had their center fielder make a similar catch, and he crashed into the wall and had to hang on to it. So they were comparing those two plays side by side. So I guess any time you can be talked about in the same way of Willie Mays is a pretty big accomplishment for you.
I'm glad you mentioned the College World Series, because my friend Austin Bicey, from Minnesota down there, it's 5 years ago that he was world famous. He caught a home run ball with his bare hand while holding a beer in his right hand, and it was the catch and chug. And over 20 million views he got, and he got a lot of press on that. And I just shared it on my social media post too. Zach Nye there and Tyson Sonnenberg, his friends, are out in left field and enjoying the World Series. When a home run ball came at him, he caught it. He had his Brooklyn jersey on.
Yeah, anytime.
Zach Nye was wearing his Baker Mayfield Cleveland Brown jersey. And
anytime you can make a memorable impression like that, you got to take advantage
of it. But ESPN got it. And, I mean, it went viral. I mean, it's still going viral. I mean, just think of that, over 20 million views. So, Austin's world famous there for that.
Yep.
His little minute of fame.
Yep, and of course, the Men's College World Series played in Omaha.
Yep.
So, kind of a weird, you don't necessarily think of that as being like a place that would hold something like that, but, it's in the center of the, pretty close to the center of the United States, it's kind of nice to have that kind of recognition for that area of the country, so.
Oh, yeah, it's famous.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Now we can move on, of course.
Celtics won the NBA championship.
The Celtics won the NBA championship.
I was cheering for them.
Five games versus the Mavericks. Yeah. So
I was cheering for them. I don't like the Mavericks.
Why don't you? It's just because they knocked the Timberwolves out. Well, I mean, they did you a favor. They made it so you didn't have to howl on our podcast again.
That's right. You'll never let me live that down, my Timberwolves howl there.
It was a memorable moment.
It was ugly.
But, yeah.
A lot of people commented to me about that one.
Yeah. So, Celtics win. They were best team in the NBA all season.
Yep.
So, and now I think 7 of their main players are coming back for next year. So, they're the favorite to win repeat again next year. So, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And then, of course, we'll touch upon the Minnesota Lynx real quick. 11-3 on the year. The number one in the West for the WNBA, and one of the top teams in the whole league. So it's a nice bounce back for the Lynx, who haven't really been relevant since they won their championships in the early 2010s. So,
I think the NWNBA is taking a break here in July for the Olympics, I think.
Yeah,
they?
I believe so. A lot of them going to the Olympics, so a nice break for the players that aren't.
What do you think that Caitlin Clark's not on the Olympic team?
Well, it's kind of tough. I think.
Does anybody care?
Well, if you watch ESPN, it sounds like quite a few people care, and it's quite a few of them make more of a deal out of it than it really is. Right. But, you know, I can see both sides. She is a rookie, but I mean, rookies have made it on teams like that before.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why. I mean, even because you think about it, it's what, 12 players on the roster for the Olympics team? Yep. So, I mean, she wouldn't even have to play. I mean, I highly doubt all 12 players unless it's blowout games, so garbage minutes.
Right.
I mean, you could have her sit on the bench as one of the reserve players, so it's not like she would have had to have started for it, but we'll see.
Well, they take their best players, and the committee thought they chose the best players in the WNBA, and she's not one of them, so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Got to prove herself first, I guess.
I suppose.
All right. All right. Anything on the Vikings? Can't wait till the first game.
Well, I suppose Sam Darnold sounds like after OTAs, it sounds like the Vikings are going to have him start mini camp off with getting majority of the starting reps.
I guess he's doing really well.
Yep, I heard a lot of good things about Sam Darnold coming out of camp. I also heard a brief thing about our kicker, Will Reichard. It sounds like he's doing really well in camp, so hopefully he can solve the Vikings' kicking woes.
I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Well,
Vikings always have bad luck with kickers. Right?
Yeah, it's. I don't think we've had a kicker not try to screw things up for us. So hopefully the Vikings will find one that'll work out for us. Right. So.
Yeah, we gotta get Brian McKean back on here, our Viking expert. See what he thinks when the season starts here.
Yep, I suppose we could do one in July for when mini camp starts, and then one in August for when the preseason starts.
Yeah, we can go back down to Brian's place. I'm sure you'd like us to set up in his basement again, in his man cave.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun and very interesting down there. So,
okay, anything else?
No, I think that should do it.
All right.
This has been episode 21 of the Two Guys Weigh In podcast.